Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this Easter day. Caroline, Charles and Henry, join me in wishing you all God's richest blessing for Easter as we gather to share and celebrate in the hope of the resurrection. We do welcome visitors who are with us. All of you are very, very welcome. And our service of Holy Communion will follow the order as before you without announcement in the pew news. I want to thank all those of you who were so faithful in your attendance throughout our Holy Week services. It was a source of great blessing to see so many parishioners, along with our good friends from Knock Methodist Church, who joined with us night on night, and I'm very, very grateful. I am also very pleased to be able to bring greetings from the Reverend Brick Gilmore and members of Knock Methodist Church as they gather for worship this morning in their church, and also to bring greetings from the Reverend David Moore from Knock Presbyterian Church and his congregation, and likewise I've sent our greetings from myself and all of you to them to announce in their church, demonstrating the very close working ecumenical relationship that we do enjoy in this part of East Belfast. I want to thank all those who worked so hard yesterday in the decorating of our church so beautifully for Easter. This year marked a new way of going about the decorating, and I'm particularly grateful to Patricia Clements for all of her coordinating, for Eleanor Launchbury for all of her support and hard work, and all those who prepared all the arrangements both on the windows and right throughout the church, including our Sunday school, and their art and craft work is for all to see on the notice boards at the West End. It has been truly a united parish effort, and this new way of going has brought fresh thinking and fresh interpretation to celebrating the hope and the life and the joy of Easter, all radiant throughout the church in all of the decorations. So do please spend a few moments after this service looking at all of the floral work and the art and craft work, and then tomorrow they're going to be distributed to some of our more senior parishioners who are unable to be with us so they can enjoy the resurrection hope as reflected in the wonderful arrangements here in church. During this coming week, Canon Ken Smith is going to be looking after the parish, and so all parish matters, please contact Canon Smith, and I'm grateful for the opportunity of spending a few quieter days in the rectory, hopefully supervising revision in earnest for A-levels and GCSEs. So to all of you, I do hope you will have some family time during these days and every blessing. We observe now a few moments' silence.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Easter greeting on page 201. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
This is the day when our Lord Jesus Christ was raised gloriously from the dead, crushing the power of sin and destroying the sting of death. Throughout the world, Christians celebrate the mighty power of God as Christ calls us out of darkness to share in his marvelous light. May we and all Christ's people shine as lights in the world to the glory of God the Father. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For Easter. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and open to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
During the Easter season, in place of the Hebrew Scriptures, we read the witness of the early church to the power of the Lord's resurrection. This is a small part of the story of Peter and a centurion of the Roman occupying army when the gospel first reached beyond the Jews. The teaching sums up Jesus' old and new life. The epistle is from Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak to them, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God appointed and anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him up on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." This is the word of the Lord.
Grace. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the risen Jesus, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Almost every time we go out, we don't have to go very far until we come across people of all ages out running. Some do it all year round, either early in the morning or for a jog late in the evening. And of course, at this time of the year, we see more people than ever out for a run, because many are now training for the Belfast Marathon, which takes place this time next month on May Day. We see their enthusiasm. We see their determination. But in the Gospel, we have mention of some good runners as well. Let's think about them. First of all, think about the shepherds at the birth of Jesus. On the lonely hillsides surrounding Bethlehem, the message of the angel was that a Savior would be born, and that they would find him wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. What do you think their reaction was? Did they think, "Oh, it's a cold night. I don't think we'll bother just at the moment. Let's wait until it's clear in the morning. And then maybe we'll take a wee walk into the village and see what's happened." Do you think that's what they said? No. We read they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. In other words, they didn't think twice. It was a dark night. About leaving their sheep? No. They took to their heels and they ran the whole way with excitement and with awe. That's the first mention of runners in the Gospel. Let's think of some more. A second mention would come in the Gospel that we just heard a few moments ago, the Easter Gospel. Mary Magdalene comes early in the morning, while it was yet dark, to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. She had to come then, because she couldn't do it on the evening of Good Friday. It was getting dark, and that meant that the Sabbath was about to begin, so she wasn't allowed to. So she comes early on Sunday morning. She finds the stone already rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. She doesn't know anything more about it. She's as bewildered as anybody else. But she immediately runs back to the disciples to tell them that something has happened. And she finds Peter. And then she finds that other disciple, whom we know to be John himself, the author of the Gospel account. And how did Peter and John respond? Did they say, "Oh, here, it's far too early in the morning to be doing anything yet, and I haven't even had my breakfast yet. I think I'll just wait a wee while and we'll go later on and we'll see what on earth Mary's talking about"? No. They too, like the shepherds long ago, took to their heels. They ran as fast as they could to the tomb. In fact, we're told an interesting little detail, probably by John himself. He tells us they were running together, but the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the tomb. There was within them a rather strange mixture of fear and bewilderment, mingled with a sense of, "God has something to do with this. I don't know what, but he has a hand in it somewhere." Let's look at a third set of runners in the Gospel. And it comes on the evening of that same Easter day. Two strangers who had become disciples were on their way from Jerusalem to their little home village called Emmaus. The risen Jesus joins them and asks, "Why are they so sad?" And they tell him the whole sad tale. They don't recognize who he is. Well, maybe there's nothing unusual about that. Because isn't it true that very often when we see people totally out of context, we don't readily recognize who they are at first. And these two disciples most certainly were not expecting to see Jesus walking with them. To them, he was not only dead and buried, but worse than that, someone had opened the grave and taken the body. And so by the time they had unburdened their soul, they had arrived at Emmaus. Jesus was going to go further. But traditional Jewish custom was extended, inviting him in for a meal. And it was only at that point where they invited their guest to break the bread and to offer thanks that it dawned on them that it was the risen Jesus. But again, the question is this: what happened next? Did they say, "Ach, I don't know that it's all that true"? Did they say, "Let's wait until tomorrow morning? It's dark outside, and that's a dangerous road all the way back to Jerusalem. I'm not going out at this hour of the night. I'm ready for my bed"? No. Again, they took to their heels without a second thought and went all the way back to Jerusalem. Now, if you go to the Holy Land, there are actually three sites that have been identified with ancient Emmaus. Now, they're fairly close together, but the difference could mean a difference of 3 miles or 7 miles from Jerusalem. But did that deter them? No. It was dark at night time, but they still took to their heels, couldn't wait to get back to tell the disciples. So there you are. There are 3 runners in the gospel. There are more, but enough for us to think about. And the question is, what about us? Now, you and I may not be called literally to run for the gospel, but can't we run in heart and mind? Can't we run with the enthusiasm that they ran with? Sometimes when we have listened to the message of the gospel for many years, we become so used to it. It runs off us like water off a duck's back. Familiarity can indeed breed contempt. And our problem is that we can so easily become apathetic. We need a renewed vision, of God's love and God's mercy. We need to be able to run spiritually, to be able to run enthusiastically with heart-filled joy in the gospel in order for it to make its impact. We need to run in heart and mind with the vision of the gospel of peace, particularly in times of adversity, in times when life is dark with pain and bitter grief. The shepherds, Peter and John at the tomb, the 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus, all ran through the dark. And if you and I can learn to do that spiritually, through the darkness of adversity, then the Easter gospel of hope will continue to do its work for you and for me. Happy Easter to you all. Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to thee we ascribe all might, majesty, dominion, and glory, henceforth, now, and forevermore.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God of God, light of light, true God from true God, the begotten, not made, of one believing Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son has worshipped and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. Using the prayers of intercession, let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, strengthen your church in all the world. With the whole church throughout the earth and in heaven, we rejoice, for Christ is risen. Let every Christian rejoice, let every heart rejoice, for Christ is risen. We ask your blessing this day on all who are celebrating the resurrection. We pray especially for groups that are persecuted and oppressed because of their faith. Grant that your church may help to bring peace and hope to a troubled world. Let us give thanks for the fellowship throughout Holy Week of St. Columba's, Knock Methodist, and other local churches as we joined in worship to the foot of the cross. Renew the life of this, our Diocese of Down and Dromore, and in the diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for the parish of Annahilt and Matter Hamlet, and its rector, Robert Hard, and the whole life and work of that parish. Bless Harold, our bishop, John, our rector, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader, and build us up in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favour on the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and peace, and bless Elizabeth our Queen and all in authority. Loving and forgiving God, we remember in your presence all who work for reconciliation between peoples and nations. We pray for all those who seek to heal old hurts and historic grievances. Bless all peacemakers and all who work to bring unity and understanding within communities. We pray for the work of the United Nations and all who seek to bring justice and fair dealings to our world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. We give thanks for our homes, our talents, and all that you have given to us. May we use our resources for the benefit of those in need and for the improvement of the world around us. Bless our homes that they may reflect your love and be where your peace and your presence are known to abide. And at Easter time, let us remember those families known to us who have suffered the bereavement of a loved one, thinking particularly of the Moore family, the Gray family, the Callow family, the Miller family, and the Mallet family. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need. Lord God, giver of health and life, we come in our weakness to your strength, in our troubles to your peace. We ask your blessing upon all who are suffering, all who are ill at home or in hospital. We give thanks for the talent and attention of doctors, nurses, and all in the caring professions. We pray especially for all who feel lonely or neglected, and all who have no one to care for them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit. In communion with all your people, who having confessed the faith have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the risen Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore,
Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who for the redemption of the world humbled himself to death on the cross, that being lifted up from the earth, he might draw all people to himself. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Living God, for our redemption, you gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection, you have delivered us from the power of our enemy. Grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Easter day and forevermore.
peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of Christ.